brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live, simulcasting the last 2 hours, the second half of the syndicated radio transmission at PrisonPlanet.tv, streaming live. We also archive it for PrisonPlanet.tv members as well. It is the second day of March 2009. Coming up later in the show, we are going to get into the fact that the Dow went below 7,000 today, and what's happening with the economy worldwide as Eastern Europe begins collapsing financially. Several governments over there have fallen. I also want to get into designer baby fight over U.S. clinic, where you can choose blonde hair, blue eyes, brown hair, brown eyes. This has a lot of serious ramifications, and we're going to be going over that. But for the next 30 minutes or so, maybe longer, we are joined by Professor George Grayson, and before we went to break, I went over his bio, written more than 20 books and other publications on international affairs, made 125 research trips to Latin America, publishes a weekly special report on what's happening in Mexico alone, and we really appreciate Professor George W. Grayson, a member of the Government Department faculty for 38 years, joining us, the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Professor, it's good to have you on with us.
Very nice to be with you.
Let's go ahead and start. This is a short segment, but go ahead and break down from your great expertise, one of the most informed people out there, on what's really happening in Mexico. Are they in civil war, going towards civil war? Is it collapsing? Will it collapse?
Mexico is not a failed state. That is, people go to work every morning, the subways run, the taxis pick up fares and so forth. What is happening is that there are enclaves of violence where you have dual sovereignty. That is, on the one hand, the elected officials have a piece of the action, but they're often outmaneuvered and outgunned by the cartels. And you see this in cities like Juarez, which is just across the border from El Paso. You see it in Tijuana, just across the border from San Diego. And in areas in states like Guerrero and Michoacan, where the government simply has lost control over its own territory.
And I see a lot of reports that all, especially on the border, but all over Mexico, that there's sub-taxing systems where the gangs and criminals demand taxes from businesses and teachers and even government people.
That's right. And they don't just send you a notice if your tax is overdue. They shoot you. And they're not confining this to public entities, although some mayors are having to pay taxes to make certain that the citizens in their municipalities are not victimized. But surgeons are a target, veterinarians, teachers, even street vendors have to pay their Danegeld, their dues to the cartels, or risk being executed. And as you've read, the executions are occurring in an increasingly ghastly fashion, with castrations and decapitations and shoving people in vats of lye.
Wow. We're going to break in just a moment, and I've already written quite a list of notes here. They have the separate taxes. It's totally lawless. The massive kidnapping and torture and what I would call real terrorism. Again, he's with the College of William and Mary and to the University of North Carolina and John Hopkins University. And also Marshall Weiss School of Law. Professor Grayson focuses on Latin American politics with a particular interest in Mexico. We're going to come right back to him after this quick 3-minute break. Please stay with us.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Professor George W. Grayson is our guest. Let me throw this question out at you. Homeland Security has said in Texas, both state and federal, I've had a state senator and a state rep on in the last week on the subject. Quietly, they say the National Guard is on one of its highest alerts, preparing to even have to shut down the border if they have to, that they believe there is a chance. They won't say on air. They say that's classified, but they say they know the percentage, they claim. But they say a good chance Mexico may completely collapse. From deeply studying this, Professor, do you think that's accurate?
No, Mexico's not going to collapse. And a major reason is that the Mexican military is by far the strongest force in the country, and it's completely loyal to President Felipe Calderon. But you are going to see areas where people flee the country, and Ciudad Juarez is a case in point, as is Nogales, Tijuana. Most of the border cities, the twin cities, are under a great deal of pressure. Now, Alex, we can look on the bright side because the Mexican economy is suffering even worse than ours. But there's one industry that's thriving along the border, and that's the funeral industry. And the current crop of morticians can't take care of all the bodies. And so funeral directors from other parts of the country are opening up branches. And in order to get a piece of the market, they have specials going For example, if your loved one is decapitated and you've got the body, but you can't find the head, these newcomers will put the body on ice until you can find the head and not charge you extra, and will do a great cosmetic job of making your loved one look as if he were still with you. So there is good news, Alex.
Wow, boy, then don't tell me the bad news. I see different numbers in the press. Kind of like the press says there's 14 million illegal aliens. Next, they say there's 30 million in the U.S. I see numbers of 6,000, 8,000, 10,000 Mexicans that died last year in violence, and thousands already this year. What's, from your research, what's the closest number to how many people really died last year?
Well, we have pretty good numbers on that. And while we're talking, I'll pull up the exact number, but it's just over 6,000. And I think both the newspapers that are credible and also the authorities agree on that number. It looks like it's going to be larger this year, given the rapid start in executions we've had during the months of January and February. As far as the illegal immigrants go, it's anybody's guess. I would say 12, 14,000 is probably a low figure. And we're going to see more pressure on the border, even though there are not jobs in the U.S. What we can appreciate is if you've got the choice of living in a country where there are no jobs, but the rule of law has broken down, or trying to get into a country where there are no jobs, but we still have the rule of law, you really don't have to be a rocket scientist to make that choice. And therefore, there's continuing pressure on people trying to get into the United States. By the way, I've just pulled up a number here, which I think is accurate. 5,207 executions in 2008. 5,207. And so far this year, in the first 2 months, there's been 1,034.
Wow. So a massive increase. What is that, like a...
Well, if we multiply that by six, it's going to certainly be 1,000 or so more this year. But we've got elections in Mexico on the 5th of July, and I suspect that the political authorities are going to try to dampen down the violence surrounding those around that election period.
Okay, I have a million questions for you, sir.
Sure. Pardon my rambling.
Oh, no, you're not rambling. Believe me, this is all so important. And excuse me for interrupting, and I want you to be able to finish the point I just interrupted. You've really studied Mexico when we were searching out academics. I mean, you're one of the top academics from what we've researched, you know, really understanding the culture down there. A, why does this culture allow corruption? And the basic fact that mordido or kickbacks or beak dipping was allowed by the central government for so long, and the fact that corruption was seen as okay, is that how it's now just grown and blossomed and gotten so much worse? Or are there other factors that are causing things to get much worse?
Well, the ubiquitous poverty is a factor. The amount of red tape. It takes about 55 days to open even a small convenience store in Mexico City, and that's 55 pieces of paper that need at least 55 signatures, and you can see the opportunity for abuse there. It goes back to the colonial period when the viceroys would take the decrees from Madrid, and they would put them over there, roll them up and put them over their head, and they would say, obedesco, pero no cumplo, which means I obey, but I'm not going to carry out the monarch's dictum because it would embarrass him or her. And so we've had a manipulative attitude toward law since the colonial period, if not before. And that's not going to change any time in our lifetimes.
Who was more corrupt, just a point of history, the Spanish government or when they had the Germanic government in there with Maximilian?
Well, Maximilian wasn't a bad guy. He was really a reformer, but it was such a blow to Mexican nationalism to have a Habsburg installed on the throne by Napoleon III that he, of course, was executed along with his wife, Carlota. But I think he probably ran a pretty tight ship, but the forces were much greater than he.
Okay, expanding on the point we were bringing up earlier about the elections coming up and the military attempting to dampen that down, in your words, please continue.
Well, the military is carrying the ball with regard to the so-called war on drugs, which I think is an unfortunate metaphor, because a war suggests that there's something you can win, and there's not going to be any victory against the drug cartels. You may be able to manage the violence more and manage the drug trade, but it's not going to be extinguished. But the military's role is not just in terms of their professional responsibilities, but many retired generals are now becoming the secretaries of public security or police chiefs in states and in large cities. And so we're seeing a militarization of law enforcement as well as the military playing its traditional role. That doesn't mean there's going to be a coup d'etat or that the military is going to take over. But the military is looked upon in Mexico much like Americans view public schools. And you know as well as I, if we can't solve a problem in society, we turn it over to the public schools, drugs, alcohol, teenage pregnancy, you name it. In Mexico, any problem that can't be solved by the civilians, they toss the ball to the military.
Well, that's what I've noticed. I got out of Mexico a few times a year. I won't be going back. And there's just troops everywhere, boarded up shops everywhere, even in the south, even in the, you know, supposedly nicer areas down in the Yucatan Peninsula. I've got reports here about killings in Cancun out of the Los Angeles Times. You know, now the State Department's saying it's dangerous down there. Colleges, as you know, but for the audience, are telling people, watch out if you go down there. How dangerous is it for the average American or Canadian to go down to Mexico right now?
Most of the civilians who get caught up in the violence just happen to be at the wrong place at the wrong time. There's no targeting of civilians. There's certainly no targeting of foreigners. So I wouldn't have any – in fact, I'm going to Mexico next week – but I have no qualms about going to Mexico City. I love cities like Querétaro or Zacatecas. If you get into the resort areas, you're pretty well cocooned.
What about kidnapping, though? That is exploding, isn't it?
Yeah, all kinds of kidnapping is exploding. I mean, there's the genuine kidnapping where somebody is grabbed off the street. But also, Alex, you might be at your desk and you get a phone call and someone says, I'm holding your 15-year-old daughter who just left St. Ignatius Prep School. And if you want to see her back, then a man's going to come by your office in 10 minutes and you better give him $1,000. Well, the person may not have your daughter, but you try to reach her on the cell phone. You can't. She's not at home. And so you're likely to pony up $1,000 because the danger is so widespread that you can't take chances.
And then the guy shows up and gets the money, but then your daughter shows up and really wasn't kidnapped.
That's right. That's
I would have... I can't imagine, like, do I pay or do I kill this person? How do I control myself? I just can't imagine being put in that position. Stay there, sir. We've got a break. There's so many other questions I've got for you. You know, where do you see this going? Is it going to get worse? Is it going to get better? Are there any solutions? All these stories I see in the Texas press about Satanism on the border. kidnapping, killing people in rituals?
Phase one of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase one is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase two of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret that credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-237-2179. That's 800-237-2179. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-237-2179 today.
We are back live. He is a professor at the College of William and Mary, one of the leading experts on what's happening in Latin America and Mexico right now. His new book is on its way to being a bestseller, Mexico's Struggle with Drugs and Thugs. Just Google that and pull it up, or you can find it in bookstores everywhere. We appreciate the professor joining us today. Professor, you already said it's getting worse there. They're on track to have even more murders than last year. We're now seeing murders spill over to the U.S. I know in California and Arizona and New Mexico, a lot of city officials, police chiefs, mayors, fire chiefs live on the U.S. side now. Places that were hopping tourist traps are now dead. If it's getting worse, how much worse will it get? I mean, are you projecting it just gets worse and worse each year out until some point, or what's happening?
Yeah, it's going to continue to deteriorate as long as we are buying 80-85% of the drugs that are produced in or passed through Mexico. And while it's a political third rail for politicians, I think we're going to have to move toward decriminalizing the possession and the sale of small quantities of at least marijuana to begin with.
And that'll drive down the price. And it'll, I mean, look what happened. I'm glad you said this because I had a state senator on who's a big Republican, and he was even having to admit that Mexico is having to look at this because if there weren't fantastic profits, you wouldn't have all of this going on.
Sure. And prohibition is just an example of where we tried to outlaw something, and the result was that the crime spiraled, illegal activity mushroomed, and the consumption of alcohol rose.
Triple.
And, so I'm afraid because there's no good answer, but we have to at least think about the unthinkable. And I hope that more politicians will step forward and at least raise the issue for debate.
Well, I bought a little piece of property in the Austin Hill Country, like 4 acres, and we found on that the laudanum bottles from, you know, 80, 90 years ago. I mean, every drugstore had cocaine, opium, everything. You know, any old farmhouse you find out, you know, in the bushes, these bottles, or you dig and you find them. A lot of Americans used it, but I've seen the numbers. It was around a third of the people that are on opiates, you know, then. It was a third of the amount of people that we have now when these opiates are highly controlled.
Yeah. Well, Coca-Cola originally had coca in it.
That's right.
And it was eventually taken out because of political issues. But, yes, it was widespread around the turn of the century, and that was all lumped in with the prohibition movement.
Okay, so by getting worse, what is Mexico going to look like in 6 months, 12 months, a year and a half?
We're gonna see it in terms of more pressure at the border. And I think we need to move ahead and get that fence completed. That's no panacea because probably, Alex, 40% of the illegal immigrants who come into the United States come in legally as students or as business people or as tourists, simply overstay their visas. And I think if you or I didn't pay our Visa card, in a month or two, Visa would find us, but the Department of Homeland Security has no records. And so let's hope that Governor Napolitano will try to close that loophole because we are an open society. We want to stay that way, but it is intolerable that a third to 40% of legal visitors can overstay their term and become illegal aliens. I'm not politically correct. I don't use the term undocumented immigrant. That to me is like saying that a bank robber is an unauthorized withdrawal specialist.
You're funny. Oh, I tell you, there's so much to talk about. We've got 1 minute before we break. We're coming back in a long segment with you, final segment. What are some of the, I mean, I've asked my questions, sir. You're the expert on this. What are some of the key points that are coming up in the next segment?
We, the government, our government, cannot patronize the Mexicans. Mexico is an incredibly wealthy country. Oil, gas, gold, silver, beaches, historical artifacts. And we have got to encourage the Mexicans to mobilize their resources and provide a better life for their people.
Let's talk about your ideas from studying the culture and writing a weekly publication on the subject of how they can do that, because the corrupt want to keep everything to themselves, and so the people really never get a chance to get out of poverty. How do we change the kleptocracy that is Mexico?
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit OrganicaSeed.com. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of my...
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
SouthSummit.com is the place for top name brand knives such as Kershaw, Spyderco, Cold Steel, Gerber, K-Bar, Boker, Leatherman, and more. South Summit has one of the largest selections of self-defense products on the web. Knives, stun guns, police batons, pepper spray, LED flashlights, emergency kits, binoculars, and tactical gear are just some of the great products found on SouthSummit.com. Receive discounted prices on camping and preparedness products from Camelback, Kelty, and Eureka. Check out our water store. Barrels, water purification systems, and Mountain House freeze-dried foods that have a 30-year shelf life. Keep an eye on your family and keep them safe with our do-it-yourself spy camera systems. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll receive a free LED flashlight with your order. Visit SouthSummit.com. That's South Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, SouthSummit.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-234-8654. That's 1-800-234-8654.
We are back live. We have Professor George Grayson, author of the new book, Mexico's Struggle with Drugs and Thugs. Excellent book, folks, if you understand what's happening down in Mexico. We've got to decriminalize drugs now, ladies and gentlemen, because it creates a giant criminal society. Crime went up several hundred percentage points across the United States during the 9 years of prohibition. Alcoholism spiked. Poisoning from alcohol spiked. That's why heroin and cocaine is filled with all these other poisons. All of it. And then there's all this money involved in it, so it's seen as stylish and cool and cutting edge and, you know, fancy cars and mansions, so people get into it. But if we decriminalize, the only problem is the major banks that have been laundering this money forever are going to collapse. Professor, you know, growing up in Texas, I've read all the Texas Monthly and Dallas Morning News articles about women being kidnapped from El Paso and Laredo, other places being taken over, being killed, being raped, all the women they've dug up dead in the desert, you know, hundreds and hundreds, just in one case in El Paso. What's your intel on that? What's happening there?
There is a they're targeting women in Juarez, and of course it's easy to pass from Juarez into El Paso to pick up your victims. The Mexican authorities claim to be pursuing all leads, but they've been monumentally unsuccessful in finding the culprits. And it doesn't appear to be linked to the narco violence, but a separate group of ghoulish killers. But I frankly don't know. Changing subjects briefly, we were talking about what Mexico can do.
Yes, no, no, no.
And the Barack Obama administration has no silver bullets. I hope they don't exacerbate the situation by trying to let more illegal workers into the United States or legalizing those who are here. However, to take one example, the teachers in Mexico belong to one of the most venal and corrupt and wealthy unions in the world. And the way you get your teaching job is by playing nice with the union. And this means that the middle class families, they will literally sell a kidney in order to get their kids into private schools. A country can't progress if it doesn't have first-rate health care and good education, and Mexico has neither. But the Calderon government is really, for political reasons, working with the head of the teachers' union, La Maestra, as she's called, when they should be doing trust busting, not just of the big corporations in Mexico, but of powerful labor unions that have colonized public education, they've colonized the petroleum sector, they've colonized the electricity industry, and that's something the Mexicans on their own can do. The second thing is they don't pay taxes in Mexico. Mexico collects as a percentage of gross domestic product about 11.8% of its GDP. That's on a par with Haiti, an absolutely failed state. It's a third of what we collect, and we collect too much. But they've got to start raising revenues so they
can... Now, that's the official taxes, though. People pay all this mordido to police, corrupt officials, the corrupt unions, the thugs. Do you have any idea of what the real number of taxes through payoffs are?
Yeah, I think the official taxes are just the tip of the iceberg. Because, for example, if you want a career job, a tenured job in the public oil monopoly, you would pay about $40,000 for a professional position there. And that would ensure you a good income for the rest of your life and a princely retirement.
Well, let me tell you a story. I, about 3 years ago, took a five-day vacation with my family. I wanted to go, you know, show my wife the pyramids down there. We went down to Costa Maya, went to some of the pyramids, and they would stop the big tour bus with, you know, Humvees and Jeeps with machine guns in the back, heavy machine guns, and the bus driver would get out and go pay them cash just to drive the, you know, 30 miles to the pyramid. And I hadn't seen that previously when I was in high school and college and, you know, going with my parents down there. So, I mean, we talk about corruption. It's right up at the top. We always hear about top government officials being caught on the payroll of different mafias, different cartels. So, I mean, we talk about, you know, the government fighting cartels. Isn't this really the government that controls the major cartels battling it out with non-licensed cartels? I've had a lot of former DEA agents and others tell me that a lot of the drug war we see is bigger cartels through the government fighting with those that are actually cowboys.
You know, I think that Felipe Calderon, whom I've known for some years, is a decent, respectable, well-intentioned person who is pure as Caesar's wife. But there are certainly some bad actors around him. And we talked about the elections coming up on July 5. It looks like the old PRI, the party that ran Mexico for, from 1929 until 2000, is going to return to power, first in taking over the Congress and then in all likelihood winning back the presidency in 2012. And the PRI is the party that's most closely tied to the criminal organizations.
So is this, is what you're getting at, the PRI is orchestrating all of this to make it collapse so they get back into power?
I don't know whether it's that Machiavellian, but the PRI was in power so long that many of their leaders developed working relations, shall we say, with the drug barons. And I haven't seen any attempt by the PRI to separate themselves from the bad guys. And Alex, I want to say I'm an optimist by nature. When I get an email from an ex-secretary of finance from Nigeria telling me that if I will send him a couple of hundred dollars, he will send me $10 million, I always write him a check. I feel he's just like he's just down on his luck. But it's hard to be optimistic when you look at Mexico.
So in the long run, what do you see happening in Mexico?
That conditions continue to deteriorate, unemployment grows, and there is a massive crush to leave the country. Some will go to Europe, some to Canada, some to Australia, but the overwhelming majority will try to get into the United States, and that's going to mean that we don't just put walls at the border, but we're going to have National Guard, if not regular troops there. Mexico poses a much greater threat to us than, say, Pakistan or Afghanistan.
Clearly, past administrations, since Bill Clinton, you know, George Bush and now Obama, admittedly are allowing Mexico to use the United States as a steam valve. Way over 30 million illegal aliens that come back and forth, then upwards of 40%, I've seen in the news, of the money they send back ends up, you know, being paid in secret taxes. So that's, you know, the U.S. funding this corruption as well. And it looks like the establishment's going to attempt, with this contiguous security prosperity partnership border, from what I've seen in the SPP, North American Union integration documents, the Judicial Watch sued and got about 2 years ago. What I see happening is that, and they're talking about it, is somehow the U.S. invading, backing up the Mexican military. They're somehow then legalizing tens of millions more workers. I mean, I don't see that working. I think we need to shut that border down right now.
Yeah, and pushback is coming. As we know, the politicians in Washington live in their own world. But where you find resistance to the porosity of the border is in state legislatures. And you see it in Texas, you see it in Arizona, you see it in Arkansas, you see it in Tennessee, you see it all throughout the South and the Southwest, where hundreds of bills are being introduced to curtail the benefits given to illegal immigrants. And as our unemployment rate approaches 10% in this country, I think that some of the candy-ass liberals in Washington are even going to, excuse my language, are even going to rethink their positions because they are out of touch with their constituents. And Alex, I have to tell you, I'm a yellow dog Democrat. I'm a Roosevelt Truman Democrat. But I can't believe that we are shortchanging legal residents of the United States who have serious problems, who've lost their jobs, who've lost their homes, and are contemplating opening the border to those who have are trying to enter illegally, or giving citizenship to those who've broken the law to get into this country.
Well, Professor Grayson, you're absolutely right. I mean, this is just reality. I've studied many nations on the planet, you study this, you know, professionally, but I can't think of many other nations except for maybe some Central African or West African, Eastern African nations that are as bad as Mexico and on the verge of just disintegration as Mexico is. I mean, it's one of the most, well, it's so wealthy, triple the natural resources we have, but also so corrupt. And I can't think of having a more vile, nasty neighbor I mean, could the U.S. border, a more corrupt, out-of-control, dangerous nation with 100 million people set to, what, double in the next 30 years to 200 million people who get free health care, anchor babies, everything's going bankrupt here, tent cities sprouting up from Michigan to California to Florida, and the government is just going forward with more benefits. I mean, what is gonna happen both on our side and in Mexico?
The population is going to probably stabilize in Mexico at about 115, 118 million, because Mexico, like ours, is an aging society. On a person-to-person basis, there are no nicer people in the world.
No, I know that. Yeah, no, I mean, I agree, but the system is so... I mean, I've been shut down by Mexican cops, so go ahead.
Yeah, well, I agree. I mean, if my car were to break down in an isolated area, the last vehicle I would want to approach me would be a police car, because you know you're going to get ripped off six ways to sundown. There's a growing Mexican middle class. A lot of the criticism that we make of the Mexican government is made in Mexico. I fear that with the PRI likely to come back to power, that conditions are going to deteriorate, and there's going to be more collusion between the organized crime that's in the private sector and the organized crime that's in the public sector in the form of politicians.
Okay, quantify Mexico getting worse for the foreseeable future. I mean, it's many experts are saying it's on the verge of collapse. You're saying, well, no, more of a slow rotting. What is it going to rot into?
There's going to be growing unemployment. More than a million newcomers enter the labor market each year. They can't find jobs, and moreover, Mexico's lost hundreds of thousands of jobs because of the economic crisis generated in the United States. The educational system is one of the worst in the relatively developed world. The healthcare system is spotty, to say the least. And there is a pervasive pessimism, which I've never encountered before, that is engulfing middle-class Mexicans. And I've had many of them say, if I could find a job in Norway, if I could find a job in England or the U.S., and they're talking about legal work now, I would take it in a heartbeat, even if it meant leaving my parents, my grandparents, and so forth. And one of the wonderful things about Mexico is that they are so family-oriented.
Oh, yeah, great people. I mean, you know, that's the paradox here, or the oxymoron, is they're great, hardworking, smart, you know, great ingenuity, just some of the best artwork, just amazing people. But then the government's pure scum and filth. I mean, I just...
And that's what we're finding now in places like... Michoacan, which is on the Pacific coast, has the country's largest port, is that in rural areas, the drug cartels are actually vetting the candidates for public office. And the cartels aren't so much concerned about Mexican deputies or senators who will serve in Mexico City. Their focus is on mayors. And municipal officers.
That's smart. They know the real power is in the local area. I've also read and seen reports all over where they're stealing people's land, that they're pushing some of the small middle class off, too.
They may be doing some of that. But Mexico, several drug dealers have just been found to be beneficiaries of some farm subsidy programs.
Oh, my gosh.
That the Mexican government operates.
Digressing, the acid baths, I'd read some about that. They're torturing people in acid or getting rid of the bodies in acid?
Oh, they have various ways. For example, in Michoacan, about a year and a half ago, they took five fellows who apparently had been flirting with a cartel member's girlfriend, And while they were alive, they sawed their heads off. Then the next night, they went to the place where the girlfriend worked and tossed the heads onto the dance floor just to sort of send a message that you don't mess with us. Beheadings are becoming legion. You can't say in a joking fashion, well, let's not lose our head over this because it may have resonance in Mexico. And they're finding absolutely despicable ways to torture people. And they're going after some of these military officers who've taken up security functions in the cities. A general was hired about a week ago in Cancun. They broke all of broke his arms and legs before pumping a bunch of bullets into his head just to say that no one is exempt from our violence.
I'll tell you what, Professor, we're going to break. Can we do 5 more minutes with you to the end of the hour?
Sure, it'll be fine.
I want to come back and talk more about, they're machine gunning the police and military, and in summation, what the breakdown will finally come to. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen.
The United States is bankrupt, and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell them you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free Capsules, a Guide to Living Smoke-Free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-426-6185 today. That's 1-800-426-6185. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6185 now.
Final segment with our guest. His book is Mexico's Struggle with Drugs and Thugs. Professor George Grayson of William & Mary. Professor, you go through all these killings, the torture, the murder. Now Phoenix is the kidnapping capital of the United States. from what you say, it's just going to get worse and worse and worse, and we have to fight with the federal government not to just totally, I guess, let all this murder and killing and car bombings in Dallas and rocket attacks on the Texas border. I guess it's just, and I've interviewed sheriffs where the Mexican troops come across the border when they get some of the drugs in a shipment and put guns to the sheriff's heads, and, you know, then I have state reps on, and they go, well, I don't know if that's true when it's in the newspapers on the border. I mean, you say it's just going to get worse. I mean, until what? Just total cold. I mean, what's going to happen?
I really think that that decriminalization has to be the longer term answer. And earlier we talked about the parallels with prohibition, and of course, ending prohibition wasn't a silver bullet, but it certainly reduced dramatically the Al Capone-type gun battles that went on over turf. And I think we're going to have to open our eyes to that. But at the same time, we're going to continue to see problems springing from Mexico in terms of the lack of opportunities there, driving unemployed Mexicans into the United States legally if they can, but most likely illegally. And I think we must stop patronizing Mexico, stop patting them on the head and say, our little brown friends, what can we do to help you? And emphasize that they do have incredible resources, which if they mobilized, they could greatly improve the conditions for their people.
But the culture of corruption, how do they get around that?
Well, I've always said that if Mexico could lease its territory to, say, Taiwan or Singapore for 20 years, we'd be talking about the Colossus of the South, and we'd all be buying pole vaulting equipment to jump the wall to get into Mexico because of the incredible resources they have. But we play into the victimization line. And I try to read the New York Times every morning. Sometimes I lose my breakfast because it still believes we should be legalizing illegals amid the high unemployment in the United States. But I think it is going to depend on U.S. policymakers talking turkey with their Mexican counterparts and saying, we will cooperate, as we're doing with the Merida initiative, but the onus is really on you to improve your public school system, to collect more in taxes, to throw in jail those cops who are on the take. And
but then they attack the jail.
and regretfully, often the inmates run the prisons, and they've got the same problems with gangs inside inside the prisons. One way you get around that is you lease the jails out to private industries, and you pay professionals to run your jails.
Well, Professor, in closing, I want to thank you for joining us, but I get from everything you've said that it doesn't look like those proper things will be done. And so Mexico, I guess, is just going to turn into the literal pit of hell?
Well, conditions are certainly not going to get better anytime soon.
All right. The book is Mexico's Struggle with Drugs and Thugs in bookstores everywhere. Any websites you'd like to fire out, Professor?
Well, the book is published by the Foreign Policy Association. And so if anybody wanted to go to the Foreign Policy Association, that's in New York.
All right. Thank you, sir. We're out of time. Thank you so much for the time.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.